Look at verse 9. This is the third way the devil attack you. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and guy. And yeah, the third elevation, this is the highest level, is a wife. The third is mental harm. The devil will attack you by taking your possessions, enticing you with the possessions. The devil will attack you with possessions. The devil will attack you with physical harm. You know what? The highest level, the worst, is he'll attack you mentally. He'll attack you mentally. He wants to mess with your emotions and your mind, and he wants to attack you. You know, that's why the Bible tells us and gives us comfort in saying, like, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. In fact, being fearful is probably more agonizing than even physical pain to some people. You know, just terrified of everything and just horrified and just, you know, just scared of everything. You know, it's a horrible suffering. It's a horrible pain. People that go through mental anguish and mental suffering. You know, having your wife turn on you hurts more than a lot of things. You know, I liken this unto adultery. I mean, the inside part of your body has got to hurt so bad to have the one that you married and loved just commit adultery on you. That's a wicked, evil sin. You should never, ever do. And honestly, it was like, if I had two options, like hammer to my hands and like my kneecaps, or my wife commit adultery, I'd be like, hammer away. I'd take the physical pain. You know, the emotional turmoil of something like that. And here's the thing. While his wife didn't commit adultery, she's like completely forsaken. I mean, he has nothing. He just lost all of his kids and his money, and he's in physical pain, and his own wife turns on him. His own wife is like, why don't you just curse God and die, buddy? And it's like, you turn on me now? My own wife? The mental pain. And as you read Job, you know what he's constantly suffering the most from? Why? Isn't that the whole, I mean, you read the book of Job, you might as well just put this big word, why? You know, you're going to go through all kinds of pain and suffering. And this is always the question, why? Why did this happen? Why did I lose this person? Why did I lose this money? Why did I lose this house? Why did I lose this job? Why did I lose, you know, my physical health? Why did my knee get busted? Or why did this happen to me? Or you're going to always want to ask these questions. And, you know, sometimes the mental suffering can be worse than anything. But at the end of the day, we have to find our peace with God. We have to find our comfort and our strength from the Lord and not decide to give up on God just because we may be going through a rough path.